Blackstone presents Benedict XVI, A Life, Volume 2. Professor and Prefect to Pope and Pope Emeritus, 1966 to the Present, by Peter Zewald, translated by Dinah Livingstone. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki. Part 1. Professor. 1. Tübingen. 1966 was a year of geopolitical, social, and socio-cultural change that gave the world a hefty shove. The uncrewed Soviet spacecraft Luna 9 made a soft landing on the moon and sent television pictures back to Earth for the first time. There was a military coup in Argentina. African countries such as Botswana and Lesotho declared independence. In China, the beginning of the great proletarian cultural revolution was announced on 18 August. The waves of purges carried out by Mao Zedong's Red Guards would cost millions of human lives. The USA began their air attacks on North Vietnam. In Los Angeles, the so-called race riots, the Watts riots, were brutally suppressed by the National Guard. 34 African Americans were killed, and 800 were severely injured. In Barcelona, the first student riots forced the university management to suspend teaching. Rome University was also closed, after 1,500 students occupied the campus and forced the rector to resign. Young people went their own way. That was expressed in colorful hippie gear, miniskirts, and long hair. Performers such as Bob Dylan, John Lee Hooker, The Animals, The Doors, Procol Harum, and the Rolling Stones created the rhythm for the new way of life. The year's top 100 songs included Summer in the City, My Generation, and Good Vibrations. Most popular of all were the Beatles, who, as John Lennon casually remarked, were now more popular than Jesus. In German universities, the Socialist German Students' Society, Sozialistische Deutsche Studentenbund, or SDS, appeared and became increasingly radicalized. The Frankfurt School provided the theoretical basis for the fermentation with newly brushed-up ideas from Hegel and Marx. Their gurus included Theodor W. Adorno, Herbert Marcuse, and Max Horkheimer. Adorno's Dialektik der Aufklärung, Dialectic of Enlightenment, put the capitalist culture industry on trial. According to the book,
sample complete. Ready to continue?